Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This man has been our guy for 20 plus years. He served our country remarkably well, and he's still extraordinarily plugged into the military scene. So a couple days after what happened, when in the last 45 minutes, Iran has responded with missile attacks on U.S. bases in Qatar and Iraq, it is brilliant timing for us to have Colonel David Hunt on the show once again. The Colonel, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, thank you, sir. Again, thank you for your service. What is your, before we get to what's happening now, when you heard the military breakdown from General Kane and Secretary of Defense Hegseth early Sunday morning, what was your main takeaway of what they had to say about the strike?
Yeah, hi. My first reaction was it was very well kept secret. This is unlike other operations where people were on their cell phones talking about it. We didn't. This was very well. OPSEC was excellent. I think it's. The second reaction was this is 40 years in the making. This Iran has been a terrorist state. They've killed, that, you know, thousands of Americans, wounded more. They're responsible for a lot of death and destruction. And it's you and I can remember when Nixon visited China, and it was said that only Nixon could go to China.
Yep.
Well, only Trump could have bombed Iran. It was a perfect time because of the weakness of Iran. Its proxies like Hezbollah had been dirt. Hamas is almost no longer. Syria hasn't got anything going on, and Russia is in a real war. So they have their help, their strength is diminished, and of course Israel has been doing what they're doing. So I thought it's about time that we did this.
So I'm really glad you brought that up. I laid it out earlier, but you can lay it out with greater detail. So are you saying because of that? And those are incredibly important points. That maybe what Trump can do or others can make the point that maybe they weren't on the verge of turning this into nuclear capabilities, but we might not have had a better chance considering all of what you just laid out, where they are vulnerable. That maybe their DNI report saying really Iran hasn't advanced that much further in the last couple of years, that might be valid. But the reason why this was available is all the success against Hamas, the Houthis, Hezbollah, Syria different, Russia weakened, and their air defense really crippled. And that's the reason why this was the time to do it.
Yes, and Israel's been going at it now for 11 days.
Yep.
Even diminishing more, degrading, whatever the word you want to use, the ability for Iran to hurt us. They're hurt to shoot down our planes, and their radar is gone. It's been reported more than once that the reconnaissance planes that went in ahead of these B-2 bombers who flew all the way in from Missouri and then turned around and went back, that they reported no one reacted to their recon jets. No one reacted to the bombs. Nobody shot at them. And that's, I think that's because they couldn't. And then, anyways, that So congratulations on the military. Congratulations to the administration, who could keep their mouth shut this time, unlike before when they had the Atlantic Monthly on a phone call. Nobody talked. It was a great deception to Trump to say he had two more weeks to come out of the G7 conference. The deception that was held by Israel and Iran has had this coming. And I think it's proportionate. And that's, I think, also proportionate what happened today in Qatar.
Okay, what do you want to say about Qatar?
Well, as we probably know, it's a small place on the east coast of Saudi Arabia. It's got about 3 million people. And what's significant about the Inid Air Base is in Doha, Qatar. It's the overseas headquarters for CENTCOM. And there are 10,000 Americans on that base. And none of them were hurt. I don't know of any built. We don't have any PDA, bomb damage assessment, like we don't for Iran. We damn sure don't have it yet for Qatar. But in my way of thinking, there are a lot of things they could have done. Iran has responded by telling people that what they did was on purpose, and the same number of bombs were dropped on that airbase in Qatar as were dropped in Iran. So that's, to me, a very clear signal.
Okay, so let me pick up on that and remind you that the great Colonel David Hunt is our guest. I looked it up again that after the Trump administration, when other administrations had the chance and did not do it, let's point that out, when the commander-in-chief, after obviously consulting with his top people, said, let's go kill Soleimani. There was no one with American ties cried a tear, like the vicious killer. But the worry was, what would they do? How would Iran respond? And they did, with some missile strikes towards our bases. And then that was it. And there were soldiers injured. Let's not forget about that. The president dismissed that a little too cutely, for my opinion. But without knowing, but your experience in this area, your context, could this be it from Iran? Would this be a similar response? Or was this attack at the multiple nuclear sites so powerful that most likely they won't stop at this?
The support that we are giving and will continue to give to Israel tells me that no, not necessarily. If there are some diplomatic talks, it has to be, I'm not telling the Israelis what to do, but if Israel is not going to let any more bombs come from Iran. Israel's going to have to stop for a minute to allow these some talks to happen between Iran and us and maybe Israel. But there was a clear signal. I mean, that's a giant headquarters. That's U.S. CENTCOM's forward command base. Very, very critical base.
Yeah.
10,000 soldiers. And you're right about the Soleimani reaction by Iran. There was a civilian contractor killed, and about 20 soldiers in a base in northeast Syria that were wounded or had their brain, you know, their head scrambled.
Yeah, yeah.
So there were guys wounded.
Right. Yeah.
So, I think it's overdue that we finally hit Iran. I hope it did the damage that the administration's claiming. But the truth, Chad, is nobody knows without extensive bomb damage standards assessment. And that could be a week to 2 weeks getting that information so that people can make a real judgment and not a political judgment on the success of that raid.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So I want to ask you about General Kane and the other leadership involved. And I'll add, we've talked about Secretary of Defense Hegseth. You've alluded to him a couple times with the Signal app. You've said multiple times on this show he's not qualified for the job. So I know where you stand in him. But the other folks who were involved in the top levels of decision-making, are they the type of people who you think should be in that position?
Yeah, Kane's got a great reputation. The four-star that did the briefing with Hegseth. The CENTCOM command is a good one. So the answer is yes. This was a very well-planned, very well-rehearsed, and exceptionally well-executed mission. It's the first time that the B-2 bomber has been used in combat since it's been developed. It's dropped bombs before, but never in a combat environment. And 125 aircraft involved. And we got to remember that there are three aircraft battle carrier groups in the Persian Gulf. Hmm. That is it's some 200 airplanes, plus submarines, plus. That is a huge presence that we haven't had in the Middle East in a long, long time. So this is a very serious moment for Iran and for the United States. And I'm so proud of the Air Force guys and the planning that went on. But the general officers below Hegseth are competent.
So now CNN is reporting that Iran gave Qatar advance notice of missile launches. So take me through what that would mean in our conversation. You've established, how vitally important with the sent command there. But it's pretty telling if Iran, through back channels, is letting our country know this is what's coming.
Yes. We've done that in the past before. I'm not sure if we did that this time with Iran, but the targets were not in a large civilian population. We think we have a report of, I'm not sure if this is accurate, 20 Iranians were killed in that raid or not. I don't remember. But yes, a call in advance shows Iran's intent to be proportionate. I'm not saying it's a terrorist state. There are real, real problems that they caused the world and us. They killed American soldiers in Iraq with IEDs, and they were responsible for the bombing in Beirut in the 80s. It's a bad place. And it's run by very, very bad guys. I think you could add to this, the Khomeini's of the world, the Khomeini in charge and his guys don't want a regime change, which means they don't want to get killed. It's a sign that they want, they've done what they're going to do, and they want to talk. Now let's see if they do.
Yeah, right.
That remains to be seen.
Last thing, Cyril. I got a minute left. President right now, meeting in the Situation Room. What does your gut tell you? Clearly, Israel and Iran already were fighting today. Do you think we're done, at least for the next few days, or would you expect some sort of response from us, even to this today?
No. I think because of what they hit, and because we have reports right now that none of them was killed, Qatar was very, as you know, Qatar is a very duplicitous place.
Yeah,
you know, we got headquarters there, but you know, they've been paying and helping Hamas. It was very vanilla about their vocal response. No, I don't expect. I think what you got from a meeting is one of the things is are they anybody in the cabinet hearing from Iran or proxies and anybody talking, and they're giving an update. But our government is waiting, as is the president, everyone else, for a bomb damage assessment on what happened the other night. how badly did we hurt? There's no question we hurt it, but how badly?
Yeah.
And
huge part.
Where's the 900 pounds of enriched uranium?
Yeah,
for
that's
those
it.
Trucks we saw last week.
Did they move? Did they move it? That's a huge thing. You are the best. Thank you so much. You're always there on big days. Enjoy your day, and we'll talk soon.
You bet. Take care, Chad.
It's a true pleasure that we are fortunate enough to have a man like Colonel David Hunt on the show. It's 52 past 12.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.